After 2 days of contract negotiations, the Anchorage School District and the Anchorage Education Association, that's the district's teachers' union, have agreed to a third round of mediation. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early has more on the contract dispute.
Negotiations with the mediator went late into the night on Wednesday, ending at about 1:30 in the morning. But the district and the teachers' union still haven't reached an agreement. It was expected that if the mediation failed, the negotiations would move to arbitration. However, ASD Chief of Human Resources Todd Hess says that both mediation sessions brought the two sides closer to a resolution.
Then at the end of that, after everybody has a chance to get a couple hours sleep, because it was a long day yesterday, people say, you know what, we made good progress. We're hopeful. We think we can reach a positive resolution. And the mediator agrees again to come back up. So I think that's very positive.
Anchorage Education Association President Tom Claymeyer echoed that sentiment. He says the two main points of contention have been over salary increases and curriculum changes.
And frankly, it's not so much the actual curriculum that, although there are some people that aren't exactly happy with that, but it's more the implementation.
Claymeyer says the new curriculum was implemented poorly and described the lesson plans as, quote, scripted. The district says it introduced the new curriculum to help improve low student performance on standardized tests. During school board public testimony for the last couple months, many teachers testified that the curriculum changes were negatively affecting their teaching. They also specifically accused both Hess and Superintendent Dina Bishop of minimizing teachers' complaints. Hess was quoted in several testimonies describing the situation as a manufactured crisis in a district general leadership meeting. When questioned about that comment, Hess said the remark was taken out of context. In a video of that leadership meeting obtained by Alaska Public Media, Hess explicitly states, quote, "We have a manufactured crisis," end quote. He goes on to list ways that he believed the union was, quote, "rallying the troops." Here's Hess at the meeting referring to the union.
They identify issues. Some are correct. Many are not. Talking about principal intimidation. I believe that's a manipulation. Talking about certain curricular issues. I believe those are exaggerations.
Another part of the contract disputes involves salaries. Right now, the union has brought their proposal down to just under 10% increase to annual salaries over 3 years. The district's counteroffer is just over 2% over 3 years. The district says that the raises that the union is asking for would cost millions, resulting in layoffs and increases to class sizes, both of which tend to negatively affect school performance. AEA President Claymeyer says a point of contention is that a section of the Anchorage School District budget that was set aside for pending negotiations last year was not included on this year's budget. Hess says that money wasn't specifically designed to be used only for salary negotiations.
There was a misunderstanding that that section was specific to labor negotiations. That wasn't accurate. We negotiate for fuel. We negotiate for power. We do all of those different things, along with labor.
AEA President Claymeyer says that aside from the various issues being negotiated for the contracts, another strain on the teachers has been time.
I think a lot of our members are frustrated because the process has taken so long as what they view is doing the right thing. Why is it so hard to do the right thing?
Both Claymeyer and Hess said their respective agencies hope that the negotiations can be resolved before the worst-case scenario, which would most likely be a strike. The date for the third wave of mediation has not yet been set. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.